The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
This is a room throwaway call that we made to a hotel somewhere in the world. Take a listen.
Holiday Inn, can I help you?
Hello. Good morning.
Morning, can I help you?
Yes, certainly. Sorry, you're breathing awfully loud there. Thank you.
I'm breathing?
Yeah, no, really loud down the phone.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry?
Please go ahead.
Thank you. Is it possible I could leave a message, please, for room 308?
Yeah.
Are you out of breath?
Not at all.
Okay.
Who is it for? Mr. Davies?
Yes, it's for Mr. Davies.
Okay.
This sounds a little bit bizarre, but is this call strictly private and confidential?
Of course.
Right.
I'm the only one here, sir.
Fantastic. What I need you to do is just write this note down. It won't make any sense to you.
Right, I'm ready.
Okay, and just kind of knock on the door three times and put it under, and he's expecting this message.
Mm.
Thank you. Have you got a pen?
Well, I'm going to write it on the computer and it'll be printed, sir.
Okay. Jack Spratt...
Yeah?
...has eaten the fat.
Is that good?
Well, he'll know what it means.
Yeah?
I repeat...
Yeah, Jack Spratt has eaten the fat.
Yeah, I repeat. Jack Spratt has eaten the fat.
Mm. Okay.
Can you do write it down twice?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Have you done that?
Yeah.
Cool.
And do I say who that's from?
I haven't finished.
Oh, right.
Okay. Meet his wife with the lean.
With the lean? What's that? L-E-A-N?
L-E-A-N, yeah.
Mm.
At twilight.
Yeah.
Outside the chocolate starfish.
Yeah.
Okay. You got that?
Yeah.
Bring three blind mice.
Is this a long message, sir?
No, it's not that long, sorry.
Can he not call you and pick up the message?
Is it just possible I can just leave the message? It's dead important that we just write this down and put it under the door. That's all I ask.
This is dead important.
It's dead important. Am I taking up too much of your time?
Not at all.
Right, okay. So what have we got so far?
I've got Jack Spratt has eaten the fat. I repeat, Jack Spratt has eaten the fat. Meet his wife with the lean at twilight outside the chocolate starfish.
Yep. Bring three blind mice and we'll see how they run. You got that?
How they run.
Yeah, and then just put, and the dish run away with the spoon.
Yep.
Yep, and that's from Red Squirrel.
Red Squirrel.
What's your name again?
Is that all, sir?
Yeah, can I just take your name?
Is it necessary?
Yes, please.
Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Now, it's dead important, Steve, if you just get to the room, just Mr. Davis is I know it sounds a bit bizarre, but he's expecting this message. If you could just bang on the door three times, put that under, and then just scarp up. I don't, you know, if anyone calls like the police or anybody, please do not repeat this message.
Goodbye.
I hate you.
It was Cocky Johnson, wasn't it? We did actually phone him back. And we'll play that part of the call in just a second.
Holiday Inn, can I help you?
Hello, good morning. I was on the phone to you a few moments ago.
You were, sir.
Sorry, I got cut off.
Mm.
I just want to check that you got all of the message.
You want to check again?
Well, we got cut off, that's all. I needed you to just repeat the message to me to check you got the whole thing.
Why is it necessary to repeat the message?
Just purely because it's a very important message, Andy.
Why don't you fax it to me, sir?
Sorry?
Why don't you fax it to me?
I don't have a fax in my car, unfortunately. Is it possible?
I've got Jack Spratt has eaten no fat. I repeat, Jack Spratt has eaten no fat. Meet his wife with the lean at twilight outside the chocolate starfish. Bring three blind mice and we will see how they run. The dish ran away with a spoon. Red squirrel.
Oh, fantastic. Have you put that under the door yet, or...?
No, not yet.
But can you do it soon, before 7 o'clock?
Yeah, I could do.
I'd really appreciate it, Steve, if you can.
Mm, I'm sure you would.
Thank you very much for your help.
Goodbye.
Smug Johnson he is, isn't he? That was a call that we made earlier on Room 308.
catch up with Biffa. What line is Biffa on, do you know?
Line 5.
Line 5. Good morning, Line 5.
Line 5! Line 5! Coming alive! Devoted Cadillac Raven, back once again like a renegade master. How's it going, Seed?
Oh, it's going all right, thanks, Biff.
And how's all the CD crew on this fine moon?
Great, thank you, Biffa.
Laughing red, laughing get seed in the morning. Hey, kidder, guess what?
What?
Me nan went to the doctor's the other day, right, Lid?
Did she really?
She went to see the quack.
Yeah.
Dr. Leg, I think it was, kidder.
Dr. Leg,
hey,
was he?
She went to see Dr. Leg, and he said, listen here, doc. She says, I want some of that Viagra for my fella, you know, for me granddad.
Yeah.
The doctor said, well, you want Viagra for your fella? And me nan says, yeah, I want some of that Viagra cable for my fella. He says, all right then, kidder, Grandma Biffo. He says, this is the score. It comes in 3 strengths.
Yeah.
He said, it comes in 3 strengths, 25%,
right.
50%,
yeah.
And 100%. You know the score, Dred.
Know the score.
He says, what strength do you want, Lid? And my grandma went, give us the 25% there, quack. He says, how come you only want the 25%? She said, it's just to stop him wearing on his slippers.
Yeah.
See you later,
it's like one of my mates who got badly burnt in the sunshine on holiday once. The doctor told him to take a Viagra. Badly burnt his legs. He said it won't cure the burn, it'll just keep the sheets off your legs.
Tune in to the Kev Seat Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.